I'm your host, Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine, and we have this show every Monday morning. It's called Motivational Mondays. It's all about you. This morning, I'm going to have a special guest, Carolyn A. Robinson, Tax and Retirement Planning Specialist. She's going to be our special guest this morning. The number here is 347-637-1577. We're also going to be giving out some tips about advertising and marketing your business. Don't forget the Be There Magazine Christmas Party Thursday, December 2nd at Policy, Night of a Thousand Friends. It's going to be a big one. Come out, meet the advertisers, support the magazine, hand your business cards out. It's going to be something to behold. Calling you on the air. Go ahead. Carol, is that you on the air? Go ahead.
Yes, I am. This is Carol A. Robinson.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you this Monday?
I'm doing better than good. I feel totally necessary. I wanted to, first off, thank you for coming on the show this morning. This is going to be an opportunity where people can know exactly what you do and how important it is to have the information that you are about to give us. First off, tell us about your business. Tell us what you do.
Okay, first of all, I am a tax and retirement planning consultant, and my business is located two offices, one in Valley Kenwood, Pennsylvania, and the other in Owings Mills, Maryland. And I have been in this business for well over 20 years, helping people with their tax planning, helping people with tax problems and issues, and helping people, most of all, with retirement planning, and in particular, with the type of economy that we have today, there is utmost importance to really sit down with somebody and discuss where you are and where you would like to go and how you would like to leave a legacy. So we've been doing this for a while, and we've been out there really trying to spread the information. The information is what is so important that people don't quite understand it. They may read information on the internet or get tidbits, but really sitting down and talking to someone about your personal situation is where a lot of people need to be. And tax time, during the time of tax preparation, is not the time to do tax planning. You must do that all year long, and we really struggle to try to get people in by December. So we're out there doing that. We've done some other things as an entrepreneur, but our primary focus is the tax and retirement planning.
That is such a needed. I can't emphasize this enough. It's a needed business in the community, especially the African American community. Tax preparation, retirement. There's so many people who don't even think about their retirement. They think about, it's going to come, but it's so far away. And then when all of a sudden, when they become a retirement age, they realize they don't have anything actually to live on retirement. So they end up have to go back to work, or they try to live what they call on a fixed income. and it's all basically because they didn't prepare for their retirement. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Yes, that is so true, Russell. What's happening out here, and in the last 2 or 3 years, a lot of folks have been blindsided either through downsizing in their employment, and they've had to tap into, a lot of folks have deferred compensation plans, their 401ks or 403bs, and they've had to tap into that when really that is supposed to be for your long-range retirement. Now, Congress, of course, is extending or trying to get us to work longer and look down the road to somewhere between 69 and 70 before we actually retire. But if you look at it, when you retire, you're not going to have the same income. You're going to have roughly about 60 to 65% of what you're accustomed to making. And what we try to get people to really see, take a snapshot of where they are. When you retire, you cannot retire or should not retire with the same debt that you had when you were working. You had the opportunity to look forward to a paycheck every 2 weeks or once a month to be able to handle your debt load. And I've had folks come into my office leaving with a rude awakening that they actually had to work longer, because when they did their cash flow, they looked at the fact that, wow, I still have a mortgage. I still have all this credit card debt. How am I going to make it on 65% of what I'm making now? So that means you should have been planning to save in addition to maybe the defined benefit. And what I mean by that, there are a lot of employers that still give a pension after 20, 25 years. But you don't have that many people today working 20, 25 years because people are leaving jobs, you know, after 5 years, 7 years. And so, therefore, you know, you get a smaller defined benefit, which is something that you can't live on. I mean, a lot of people come in with $800 a month. In today's environment, $800 a month can't really service your household needs, let alone paying a mortgage. So one of the things that you have to do in planning is decide how you want to live. It may mean that the home that you're in, if it's a large home that's secured by a large debt, you're going to have to work longer. If you want to retire, you're going to have to look at downsizing. If you have credit card debt, you're going to have to get rid of it. Or if it's something that's going to take years to pay, then you may need to understand that you have to negotiate that balance down. It all boils down to the fact that, will you be ready when you would like to retire? And taking a snapshot of your financial situation today and comparing it with the income you are to receive in retirement is what you really have to do. You can't say, oh, I'm going to retire at this age without having done that analysis.
That is an excellent, excellent point. You also mentioned a couple of retirement plans, or earlier in the conversation you said deferred plan. Could you tell us what those mean? Because our audience have heard you say it, but I don't know, I'm not quite sure whether they understand what those plans you were talking about, the government plans or the 401k,
right,
the different plans that you're talking about retirement. Could you expand on what they are and what they mean?
Right. Okay. When you work for an employer, there and these plans, by the way, are going away. This is why it's more important now for you to set up your own individual retirement plan, like an IRA. That's what an IRA stands for. If you work for an employer, there one of the benefits is being able to invest or save money pre-tax, prior to them taxing you, for state and local taxes. So if you were able to put something aside, your employer would contribute an amount as well. So this was your deferred compensation because it has not been taxed. It's savings prior to your earnings being taxed. At some point in the future, when you take those savings out, they will be taxed, which is why we talk about a program that has been put out there in 2010 that will allow you to not have to get this taxed in the future when your income is a lot less. And I'll talk about that later because it is a complicated subject. But to answer your question, a 401k and a 403b or deferred compensation plan is simply a plan that your employer allows you to join, and they can, they don't necessarily have to, but they can also contribute a certain amount toward what you're saying. For example, you contribute a dollar, your employer may contribute 50 cents to that plan. So now you have in your savings a dollar and 50 cents.
That's something that people have to know. People hear the term 401k. They hear the term 401b or deferred pay. But the average person, and I can assure you this, if you poll them and say, what does that mean? They may not fully understand what that means. And that's why it's so important what you're doing, because you can sit a person down and explain to them what that is. Now, talk about the IRA.
The individual retirement account is an account that you set up with pre-tax dollars. Now, they don't have to be, meaning, okay, if it's independent, something that you go to a bank or something that you can come to someone like myself who is connected with large institutions out there that allow you to set them up independently, you can do and set up an IRA. But what happens if it's outside of your employer, you are able to deduct it on your tax return. And this was so hard for people to understand while they're working, that here is a tax benefit for you. And lots of times when people come to me during tax time, they're owing a small amount or maybe even a large amount to the Internal Revenue. And I suggest to them that if you have monies in savings that you're going to pay to the Internal Revenue because you owe them, it makes more sense to move that savings to an individual retirement account that is tax deferred and get a tax deduction to reduce your liability. Now, I've said a lot, so let's go back. Let's review what I've said. You can set up a savings account and get a deduction on your tax return. Now, I think that's pretty simple.
Okay. Excellent.
You can transfer savings. You have money sitting in a regular savings account, a money market account. You can transfer that money into an individual retirement account. And if you're under 50 years old, it can be $5,000. If you're over 50, it could be up to $6,000 and get a deduction. Now, there are income limitations for doing this. In other words, if you have a plan at work, there are certain guidelines, and there will be new ones coming out for 2010, 2011, that will allow you to only deduct a certain amount. So if you're over a certain, earning over a certain amount of money, $45,000, $50,000, then it starts to, you know, be phased out in terms of the amount you can set aside in addition to a plan that you already have. But for those that do not have a plan at all, for those that are not involved with the 401k at work or deferred comp, this is your opportunity to set up your own and get a deduction on your tax return.
Fantastic. That's great information right there, because a lot of people, I assure you, Carol, does not know that they can do what you just said, that they can take the savings that they have and transfer it to an IRA and get credit on their taxes for it. This is why it's so important to talk to someone like yourself, a tax and retirement planning specialist, someone who's going to plan your retirement using the tax laws, what retirement is, plan for this future, because future is coming. I mean, people don't realize you will be in your 60s before you know it. And all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, what do I have that I have to retire on, or how can I retire? What about something like a Murdoch or what he was involved in? And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to tell us what kind of retirement were they involved in, and how did they lose that kind of retirement, and what we can do to prevent that from happening to us.
Oh, okay. And I just want to qualify one thing before you go to break, is that you must be working to deduct this. I don't want folks to think that the retired people can go to their savings and set up an IRA. An IRA account is for those that are gainfully employed.
Oh, so you cannot. That's a great point. So you cannot, under no circumstance, if you got $10,000 in your savings account, you can no longer, you cannot transfer it over to an IRA if you're not working at all.
Right. Absolutely.
We'll be right back with talking to Carolyn Robinson. She's a tax retirement planning specialist. We'll be right back. About your business morning show. The number here is 347-637-1577. Our special guest this morning is Carolyn Robinson. She's a tax retirement planning specialist. You can talk to her. Number here is 347-637-1577. Before the break, we talked about something like a Murdoch and what he was involved in as far as retirement. A lot of people had their money tied up in what they call, I guess, a Ponzi. What exactly is that, and how does that work, and why would so many people put their money in that kind of retirement? Give us some kind of insight on that.
Well, part of that situation has to do with, it could have been a combination of both things, people putting investing money in investments, and I believe he was more or less a private investor. People can get caught up in situations where they feel that they're going to get a great return on their money. So if he, Bernie Murdoch Fund or however that was labeled, I followed that story a little bit because my background deals with helping people to set up funds through a fixed indexed program, which has the ability to give them gains on the market, but never a downturn. Now, what am I talking about? And Bernie Murdoch's situation, apparently, whatever he had them invested in, whether they were hedge funds or whatever type of funds they were in, he lost the funds for those people that invested with them. And people can find different funds to invest in. In my situation, as a licensed professional in the state of Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, I work with people to help them put their retirement dollars or other investment dollars into funds that are fixed with large companies like Allianz Life and North American, which are A-plus companies. And what am I talking about? It means probably not a lot to people that don't understand that. What I'm talking about is not having your money in variable markets. Markets are funds that go up and down, up and down, up and down. And that's what happened. If it gets to a point where people have invested, for instance, $100, I'll make it very simple math, and Bernie Madoff may have taken that money and invested it somewhere else, promising a certain return. However, wherever it was invested, they lost $50 of it. So you're down $50. But I have to say, things like this also happen outside of Bernie Madoff. They happen in plans that people have at work, in different investments, where folks, for whatever reason, when they are investing with their employer, and there's nothing wrong with that, however, it's important that you take responsibility for your money. It is not okay if you open up your statement and see that there are losses. Those losses, particularly if you are a certain age, are losses that you cannot recoup. You can't recoup them because you're losing the opportunity that you should have to be gaining. So in order to recoup a loss, you would have to gain a whole lot more than what you lost. And that's not happening. So folks open up their statements. They're opening up their 401Ks. They're opening up their 403Bs or deferred comps. And they say, oh, well, you know, the market is down. Well, that's not okay. That's not an okay attitude. You have to be progressive, and you have to take charge and say, well, you know what? I'm not going to continue to contribute to this fund if my money is going down the drain. That's money I worked for. That's money, you know, that's going into an investment that shouldn't be going into an investment if it's being lost. But people hear what's in the media. The media continues to encourage people to stay there for the long haul. And I will support one part of that, and that is if you're 20 or 30, you have 20 or 30 years maybe to come back. If you're 40 or 50, you don't have that kind of time, depending on when you want to retire. Certainly if you're 60, you just lost everything you had. You lost your shirt.
That's a great point. See, what happened is what you're saying right now, and what you're giving this information out, and this is going to be something that's going to be played over and over again on the archives, because I'm going to refer to this on Be There Magazine to let people hear this information that you're giving to this audience today, because that information, what you just said right there, a lot of people don't understand that. In other words, they invest in a company, and they can see that the company's losing money. And instead of them saying, let me get out of this right now, they're going to sit there and wait till they keep losing and losing. It's like playing a stock market. You buy some stock, and I remember back in the day they had this stock, Presidential Airways. It was a company that was selling, you know, new airlines going to be in Washington called Presidential Airways. And everybody bought the stock. It was relatively cheap. Then it went up. Then it started going down. And instead of people getting their money out when it was going down, they said, oh, it's going to go back up. Well, it never did go back up. And all of a sudden you lost all that money. You lost all the money that you was looking at that was supposed to go back up. That's an excellent point. If you see it going down, you need to pull out and take your losses, take that hit, and go invest in something else, but don't wait for it to go completely down. It's like somebody playing, you know, blackjack at a casino. They see they're losing money hand after hand. Instead of getting up from the table, they're sitting right there.
Absolutely, Russell, you're right. And what I say to people, to settle yourself down, there's something called settling down. Once you see that you have funds, until you can investigate and until you can research, put it in the bank at this point. Put it in your savings account or putting it into a money market. Settle down. It's what I call settle down. Then you go and you look at other programs for your specific need. You can't really share this with everybody. Your friend's situation is not your situation. Your situation needs to be dealt with a professional, someone that can take and have an objective look at what's going on with you and what your future goals are. People get caught up in they discuss these things at work, and they're discussing them with non-professionals in that area. So they really have to be careful and be more concerned with trying to sit down and do a little more planning. Now, one of the things I want to go back to with the IRA, and that is the Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is an individual retirement account. The fact that it's called Roth is because the concept was developed by a senator out of Delaware in 1997. The law was signed into place where you can set up an IRA that will, with after-tax dollars, the earnings on that will not be taxable when you take it out. With a regular IRA, right now, you have to pay taxes on the money plus the earnings. In 2010, you have an opportunity to take the IRAs you currently have, the 403Bs you currently have, or the 401Ks, convert that to what we call a Roth IRA. Now, I've just said a whole lot, so let's make it simple. Why are you telling us this? Well, I'm telling you this because Congress has passed a law that will allow you to convert, in other words, not pay taxes in the future on all of the earnings of a Roth IRA. Why is this important? When you retire, you have worked hard and you have paid out taxes for your entire working career. And in today's environment, I have seniors coming to me with having to pay taxes on their Social Security, reporting Social Security along with other taxable income, and then having to pay taxes on the total amount that they have received during the year from the Social Security and other pension benefits. This is a one-time opportunity to not be caught up with having to pay taxes on your Social Security. And for a lot of folks, that's a long way off. They don't have to worry about that. But for some folks, that's right near and dear, because guess what? If you live long enough, you're going to have health issues. You're going to have health issues, which means you're going to be on some type of medication, which means then there's health costs that go up. Yes, there is Medicare and all of that. But trust me, the way the laws are today and with what we have had happen, we're going to have to increase taxes. So who wants to be 65, 66, 67, 70 years old, having to pay back after they've paid all of these years taxes to the federal government? So this Roth concept takes another type of conversation, Russell, because to get into it, you really have to understand it. And with some other things that I like to share with you guys today, it's just something that I can talk to people about. Know that they can save money from their Social Security and their pension from being taxed in the future if they are able to convert these funds that they have today. And the reason why 2010 is important, the IRS is saying you don't have to pay taxes on this conversion until 2012 and 2013. So they are allowing you to convert all of your retirement assets into a Roth IRA in 2010, and we only have a month left because it expires December the 31st. So then in That's the future, great. You have a tax-free retirement. That's another show.
Tax-free retirement. What's the difference between the 401K and the 401B? What's the difference between
that? Well, what happens with 403Bs, they're normally, or TSAs, they're normally 401Ks or in your regular corporations, you could be working for, I'm thinking Candy Corporation. I'm just trying to think of something off of my head. A 403B normally is with someone working out of a health institution or a hospital or something like that.
Okay.
So it's still a deferred or a pre-tax savings plan. They're all pre-tax. It just depends on the institution that is allowing you to save wherever you're working.
We're talking with Carolyn A. Robinson, tax and retirement specialist. The number here is 347-637-1577. The information that you are giving is so important. So many people, and I got to express this, basically didn't even think about retirement. If you were back in the day, most people didn't think about retirement. They just thought about working every day. When the 401K actually was implemented in a lot of jobs, a lot of African Americans didn't even take advantage of it. They would look at it and say, well, I don't want nothing coming out of my check. You know, I don't want anything coming out of my check. I need every penny I can get. And then you had most people in the company would say, oh, I'm going to jump on my 401k. 10 years later, 20 years later, they're about ready to retire, and they've got all this money in the 401k. What about companies that give you profit sharing? I saw a special story about Walton, the guy who started Walmart, and he basically came up with profit sharing for his employees where he didn't involve anything as far as it was no outside business was in his business. In other words, he called himself taking care of his employees, and rather than have it being unionized and having people come in to talk about controlling his business, and it's ran that way today, he gave the employees the opportunity to invest in the company and get profit sharing. And when they retired, some got $850,000 because Walmart became so big. What's your take on that type of retirement?
I think what you have to look at is how long you're going to be with an employer. The time has passed when one will spend 20 to 30 years with one employer. I will certainly say if there is an opportunity where a company is going to invest in your future, no matter how long you're there, you want to take advantage of that. We should never look at today and today only. This is why people don't have emergency funds. So when a tsunami comes, when an economic tsunami comes, they don't know what hit them. And unfortunately, they're not able to really survive the economic tsunami because, you know, they haven't saved. Savings is a principal thing. It's just like if you're in church and you decide to tithe. And one of the things I tell my clients is that, you know what, you can spend. A lot of that stuff is not going to be a deductible item on your tax return, so you're going to wind up giving it away to the Internal Revenue. So the thing is, you need to learn how to save for emergencies, whether it's with your employer or on your own. It's the whole concept of saving that people have missed. That's where the problem is. The spending concept is there, but the savings concept is not there. So whether it's saving with your employer or saving on your own, that has to be something to drive home to your children, to young people, so that they understand when emergencies will happen. If you live long enough, things will happen in your life, in this journey called life. If you don't save money, you know, you won't know which way to turn, and it winds up in a situation where you make some decisions that may not be good decisions based on the fact that you weren't prepared.
What about savings bonds? Remember years ago there used to be savings bonds. The employees would take it out and you would buy a savings bond every week or every 2 weeks. What happened to that concept?
Well, you know, there we go again. It's the concept of the earnings, you know, a bond you would have to hold for a number of years. And people got away from it as they became more sophisticated with the stock market. It's still around. I mean, people buy them for their grandkids, and I still do, you know. But the thing is, it's the whole savings, where you choose to save your money. Now, that's a fixed program, but it's like anything else. We want the quick buck. We want the fast or the highest yield that we can get. But it's risk assigned with that. There's nothing wrong with investing with discretionary funds on the stock market. I say that you can really create wealth on the stock market, but it has to be with discretionary funds, meaning if you set aside a savings pot and then you chop that pot up, it's better to have a mix, savings bonds, you know, other types of bonds. You could invest in the stock market, and then another portion is your retirement. But you should take your retirement portion off first. That's what you do. And then you look at your other discretionary savings vehicles. So there are a lot of things out there. One of the things that we work with people on is investing in fixed index annuities. And these are safe vehicles because while you get a chance to get earnings on the market, if the market goes down or has negative earnings, that never hits your account. So it's only an upside to it. It's only if the market makes money will you get a contribution. And then it also gives you a nice fat bonus of 10%. But these are vehicles that we sit down and talk to people about because they're long-term planning vehicles. They're not short-term. And you should have short-term savings because you need emergency savings. So the savings thing is something that I think we need to expand upon and get people in the habit of just, you know, putting money aside for that rainy day. It's as simple as that.
If you put your money in the IRA, you just can't go get it out at will, can you?
There are limitations with – there are if you're under 59 and a half, and your money is in an IRA, you're going to have to, first of all, it was never taxed. Remember, it's a tax deduction. So under 59 and a half, you're going to get a 10% penalty, but there are exceptions to that. If you take that money out for a first-time home purchase, or if you take that money out because you had to pay, you were unemployed and had to pay medical expenses, there are some other exceptions with that. There are some exceptions, but for the most part, just to take it out and spend it, it doesn't work. It's a long-term retirement. We need to understand what retirement means. It's not a cash cow. It's long-term planning.
Information is extremely important. It's extremely important. How can we get more people involved with planning their retirement? How can they get in touch with you? Talk about how they get in touch with you and how are you available
to
them?
Well, people can call me. The number that I can be reached on, there are two numbers. In Maryland, D.C., Virginia, it's 443-320-9820, extension 101. Again, that number for Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, 443-320-9820, extension 101. Or you can call 610-660-7814. You can visit our website with a lot of information at www.AFSandFrank.net/FastTax, FASTAX. In addition to that, we have some very, very important news that I think can not only relate to older folks but also young people because we're right in the midst of it. And I want to share that because this is coming up very quickly, January 1. It has to do with cancellation of debt. And it's a totally different topic, but this is the tax side of what's getting ready to happen to people that will be blindsided when they receive these instruments that I'm about to talk about.
Before you go into that, I want to talk to, we have a caller on, air code 301-220, you're on the air, go ahead. You're on the air with Carolyn Robinson, go ahead.
Hi, Russell, this is Diane Edmonds with First Home Mortgage. How are you today?
Fantastic. Say hello to Carolyn Robinson.
Hi, Carolyn, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Great.
Tell us about your business, and I want Carolyn to expand on it, how she can also be of service to you. Tell us about your business. So what kind of business you have? It's a mortgage business, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Sounds like Carolyn is into debt cancellation. That's one of her areas. And what we do is we assist people with obtaining mortgage loans. As you know, there are lots of foreclosures out in the marketplace and lots of people who are looking. But in most instances, they just don't have the money to buy a house. So there are a couple of programs, Russell, that might be beneficial to your listeners. Now, if an individual is buying a house in the state of Maryland, there's a program called CDA. And what that program does is allows a person to purchase a home with an interest rate of 3.875%, that's 3 7/8, and that's a fixed rate for 30 years. There are no points associated with the loan, and the wonderful thing about it is that there's an additional program associated with it where an individual can get up to $5,000 to assist them with down payment and closing costs. So it's a wonderful program, and it's throughout the state of Maryland. That's one of the programs we offer.
That's fantastic. Now we were talking with Carolyn as far as this tax and retirement. As someone's trying to retire, is it a good time to buy a home? And Carolyn, I want you to expand about the money. Like if a person now is retiring, they have this money in IRA or they have this money they can have access to, is it feasible for them to take that money and buy a home? Say with Diane. Diane is in the mortgage business. But people that you know that's planning their retirement, is it feasible to plan retirement to buy a home after you retire, or is that something that could say downsizing? Is that something that could be implemented as far as in your retirement and as far as buying another or getting another mortgage or paying a mortgage off? What do you think about that?
Well, I guess when I think about this, and people have come to me, most of the people that are in a situation when they retire that can sell the home that they're in, if they're looking to downsize, they can put a significant portion, because what's going to happen down the road if you're looking at taking out a 15 or 30-year mortgage is, as I said before, taxes will be going up. So one of the components of their mortgage payment, of course, will be taxes and insurance. So they want to have a small principal and interest payment. And with the interest rate as low as it is, if they have the means to be able to unload one property and pay, you know, a significant down payment so they have a smaller payment and they can pay that off maybe in a 15-year period, or if they're able to let it ride for 30 years because their cash flow gives them the opportunity to be able to do that and not be compromised looking at the future. Because I always, in my working with people, when you take on debt, and mortgage is not bad debt, mortgage is good debt, you got to be able to be comfortable where you are as a person and as a couple, if it's two people that we're talking about, in terms of what your future needs will be. You know, a lot of families are supporting their kids. They're doing a lot of things. And I see people come in that have nice retirement portfolios and a nice retirement income coming in, but their grandkids or some other family members, they're just zapping their income up. And that, to me, is horrible. And then they're also responsible for trying to take care of some of these kids because you have families coming back home. And so it all depends on the individual situation, and I would just propose that perhaps they, if they're in a home that they can sell, they can put down a significant down payment and be able to take advantage of a low interest rate.
I am.
Yes.
And the second way you say you have a mortgage, I want you to expand on that, and I also want you to talk about a reverse mortgage. What is the advantage of that?
Well, Carolyn is talking, speaking of the retirement population. And the retirement population does have an opportunity for those who already own a home to refinance their home into the reverse mortgage. Now, what is the benefit of that? Provided a person has sufficient equity in their home, that is, the difference between what they owe on the home and what the home is worth, in other words, its appraised value, they might have an opportunity to refinance and never pay a mortgage again. That's one of the beauties of the reverse mortgage. In other words, a person right now who may be paying, let's say, $1,500 a month on their mortgage payment may have, as a part of their retirement plan, have the opportunity to eliminate that $1,500 a month debt. But again, that's a program that depends on equity. It depends on the age of the person who's borrowing it, and it also depends on whether they own the home at this point or not. Now, as Carolyn mentioned, there are situations where people are now retired that may have to accommodate other family members, and that's one of the things that we talk to our clients about. One of the things as a mortgage loan officer we are required to do, Russell and Carolyn, is to qualify a person. In other words, we have to look at their income along with their debt. But, you know, there's a difference between qualifying for a loan and affording a mortgage. And I believe that the affordability factor is what Carolyn is addressing. And that's a personal decision in terms of what people are willing, how much monthly payment they're willing to pay. but we will qualify them for the mortgage, but only they know if they can afford it.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% because I do also help people with reverse mortgages, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And it does work in some cases, but when people have other family members attached to them is where sometimes it's compromised, meaning other than their spouse or someone else on that particular title. So it is an option for them. And, again, you're right. If it's something that you can afford to do.
Well, for those people who are retired right now who do not own a home, if they have an opportunity for home ownership, it's a great idea. You know why? Because that's one way that you can somewhat control your housing expense for the rest of your life. Now, of course, we never know what the county or state governments will do in terms of property taxes or insurance. But you have, you know, some built-in protection in terms of what your housing costs may be, as opposed to renting, where they may choose to increase your rent by 5%, 10% every year. So home ownership is a great thing. And at this point, home ownership is still a tax deduction for your primary residence.
And they're talking about getting rid of it.
That's why I say at this point.
And you're right, Diane. At this point, every day something changes.
Carolyn, let me ask you a question. On a reverse mortgage, would you advise someone to take out reverse mortgage, say they had a house and it was worth $500,000 and the house was pretty much paid for? Would it be feasible for them to take a reverse mortgage where they would never have to pay another mortgage, but take, say, a couple of $100,000 and invest it in some kind of tax break thing or some kind of retirement?
That's one of the things that we, as a professional insurance agent and producer, I cannot participate in because of the fact that there have been horror stories out there where people have taken the reverse mortgage. They were working hand in hand with another person, of course, where they were taking the funds from the, and these are high net worth people we're talking about, taking the funds from the reverse mortgage, which you're absolutely right, Russell, you can do that. I mean, you can get a lump sum out of a reverse mortgage, but they were taking those funds and encouraging the people to invest with an associate or a friend into an annuity or another instrument, and most of them were doing it in long-term instruments. And it depends. You know, those people that did that, some of them winded up losing the money that they took out of the home, and some of them, you know, did okay. So I would not recommend doing that. Now, what I do recommend is if you have a home that's paid for and you take a reverse mortgage out and you take a lump sum, that's the time to set up plans for your legacy. In other words, if you're wanting to leave money to family members, this is a way for you to, some of it, to control some of it that you may want to do while you're living. You may want to set up a 529 plan for your grandchild. You may want to take care of one of your children that may not be, you know, able to take care of themselves. You may set up a trust. There are a lot of things that you can do with the money, but to do speculative investing is something that we don't recommend.
Diane, what's the other mortgage plan that you have that the listeners can listen? What's the other mortgage plan? You name one. What's the other one that you have?
Oh, okay. In the state, we also have a product called a program called USDA. And what that does is assist people with buying properties that are in a more rural area. And the benefit of the program, Russell, is that the buyer can buy the house with no money down. And that's a great savings to the average person. Let's say that the average person is purchasing a home for $200,000. Normally, they are going to need 3.5% of that in terms of down payment. With this program, that down payment is not required. And in addition to that, the seller can pay. The program does allow the seller to pay 6%, up to 6% toward closing, which essentially is all the closing costs. So a person can literally get into a home with just their earnest money deposit, which may be $1,000 plus the cost of the credit report and the appraisal. That's the advantage of it. It saves the buyer money out of pocket. It's great for people who do not own homes and great for people who don't have sufficient assets to purchase. And it is available in more rural areas. So, for example, in, let's say in Charles County, you can use that program just about everywhere in Charles County, with the exception of perhaps Waldorf, that has a very high population of people. You can use it in parts of Prince George's County, particularly down in certain areas by Brandywine, outer Accokeek, areas where there is not a huge population of people. So it's a great program, and it does save buyers money. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Give them your number. I'll get in touch with you.
Oh, my telephone number? They can get in touch with me by dialing 301-220-0999, and my extension is 3115. That's Diane Turner Edmonds. 301-220-0999. Nine, extension 3115.
And you can see Diane and Carolyn at the Christmas celebration at Policy, 1904 14th Street. That's 1904 14th Street on Thursday. I want people to come out, who's listening, to come out and meet them personally, get their business cards, and find out how this can benefit you. We're going to take a break, but we'll come back, and we're going to be talking to Carolyn and Diane about, basically, Carolyn's talking about tax and retirement planning, and this is something that I really, really, really want people to take heed, because people are going to either live longer or they're going to be in a situation where they're not going to be around. But if you live longer, you need to plan something for your life. And I also want to touch upon this drain. I call it a drain. If you plan your life and you have a drain at the end of your life, it will affect your life. And if you want the drain, it's no problem. If you want to take care of kids coming back home, that's your prerogative. If you want to set up a situation where you work for 30 years and try to plan your life and you've got $5,000 coming in, but now you've got a drain, you got somebody that wants to take $2,000 of your money because they're young, they're in their 20s. 27, 28 years old, you got a 28-year-old son living in your house, and he's draining you. I call it a drain. But we're going to come back and talk about that. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back. To talk about your Business Morning Show. I'm the host, Russell Price Jr., and I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. Go to BeThereMagazine.com. It's Washington's premier online magazine. Tell you where to go, who to call, how to get there. We make sure you have the information. Information is power. This Thursday, Night of a Thousand Friends, Top Shelf Be There Magazine Christmas Party. Top Shelf businesses, top shelf men, top shelf women, top shelf mentality. Come out, promote your business, network. It's after work. It'll be from 11 o'clock at night, but we're going to be there networking, and you're going to meet Carolyn A. Robinson, who is a tax and retirement specialist, and you're going to meet Diane Edmonds, who is a mortgage specialist. The two callers online have something that every individual needs. Not only is it important to understand where you're going to be as far as your taxes and retirement, but you may want to be in a home. Most people want to have a home. And if you have that information on how to get one, that is powerful. Also, if you can plan your life to be in a state of retirement where you know that when you reach the age of retirement, I mean, my mother is 85 years old, but she saw the vision of retirement. She worked on a job for 30 years, and when she retired, she was in her 60s. And back then, you had to be 65 or to get the money, whatever. But to this date, she's 85 years old, and God bless her, because she now has her own home, and she's retired. She's living by herself, 85, pays her bills because of her retirement. I don't have to say, oh, I wonder if her mother's eating. I wonder if she, but she understood retirement, and thank God for that. But also, when you talk about earlier, we talked about somebody who planned their life for retirement, and then they have to worry about taking care of their kids, their grandkids. I call that a drain. If you have a drain, then you can't be truly retired. Carolyn, I want to expand on that. Give me some information about what do you think about that concept about properly briefing people in your life that you do want to retire.
Well, Russell, you really do have to sit down with your children, but you first have to have the plan together for yourself so that then right. you can pass that down to your children. But in today's environment, there are things that happen to our young people that are out of our control. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, unfortunately, there are those that are out there, you know, on drugs or whatever, and they need help. And so that then becomes a drain. But what has to happen is you have to be able, and one of the things that I feel that's important to understand, that if you have the capability, why leave your home that you've worked for to your children that are not able to care for it? This is one of the reasons why a reverse mortgage could work. If you know that you're able to take advantage of taking that equity out of your home, setting up some type of trust fund or setting up with someone of responsibility, maybe an attorney, a way for these people, your children, to live after you're gone, because the home will be sold. And so with that being said, what we're trying to do is provide for them, because if they're going to be a drain, it's your family. You're not just going to kick them out. You know, you're going to try to help them. So how can you
That's right.
do it in a way where it doesn't hurt you and you're still able to leave something to them? So that's one way to do it, is to try to set something up ahead of time while you have the control, because once you're gone, you know, what you've worked for, the legacy that you could have left is gone, because the person is not going to be responsible. But one other thing I wanted to say that I think is important, that's going to hurt people coming up, Russell, is this cancellation of debt. And it has to do with people that have credit cards or loans, car loans, and some case even foreclosure on mortgages, depending on what that mortgage debt was used for. There's something called a 1099-C. That a lot of people are going to be receiving, and they have received in the past and did not know what to do with it, except for taking it to the accountant, and the accountant in some cases that were not really aware of this exception that you can really work through, included it in their income. So if you have $10,000 of debt that you could not pay and the creditor forgave that debt, you get a 1099-C for $10,000 that you have to include on your tax return as ordinary income. That means that you're no longer going to owe the creditor, but you're going to owe the Internal Revenue. That puts you into a tailspin, a tailspin. But what a lot of accountants are not doing is taking the time to fill out a form, call a 982, and doing an insolvency worksheet to prove that that person may have had more liabilities than they did assets so that they do not include this on their tax return. This is something for another show, Russell.
Fantastic. I want to get Diane in. We're about to close the show out. Diane, give us your closing statements, and then we're going to close this show out after we have Carolyn give her closing statements. But give us your closing statements, Diane.
Okay. I cannot stress to the public how much this is the greatest opportunity for anyone who's interested in buying a home. And what I mean by that is this. The interest rates are at an all-time low. We all know that. But guess what? The values of the properties are depressed at this point. They're down. And so as a result, a person can get into a home right now and have a very, very comfortable mortgage because the cost of the property is low and the interest rates are low. And coupled with that, particularly for first-time home buyers, there are programs, there are stimulus programs out there to help you acquire the money necessary for down payment and closing costs. So for anyone who has a New Year's resolution that they want to move, they want to get into their own home, I cannot tell you how much this time is the most wonderful opportunity to do so. And for those who are interested in getting pre-qualified for a mortgage, again, I can be reached on area code 301-220-0999, and my extension is 3115.
Fantastic. Carolyn, give us your last closing statement. How can I touch with you?
Okay, very good, Russell. For those of you that are looking to sit down with somebody for your retirement planning or your tax planning, I can be reached Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, 443-320-9820, extension 101, or 610-660-7814. It's very important to really take the last couple of weeks we have in the year to sit down and understand what you may be facing in terms of your tax situation in the year 2011.
Fantastic. This has been the Talk About Your Business Morning Show. I'm your host, Russell Price Jr. We'll be here same time next Monday, Motivational Mondays. Spread the word, and we'll see you on Thursday at Be There Magazine's annual Christmas party.